Welcome back to the narrow pod between pages, where we record and discuss the book, The Narrow Road Between Desires, one page at a time for the very first time. And we are near the end at page 191. "Demons," he said, eyeing the lot of them sternly before gesturing for Carter to continue. "Numbers aside," Carter conceded, "what demons there were sure to put in their pennies worth. He was a proper mess, something wrong with his arm, limping. Asked me to drive him to the Iron Hall, and he took the king's coin right there." Carter took a drink of beer. "Then he changed his coin and offered me double to drive him straight away to Baden. Asked if he wanted to stop for clothes or anything, but he seemed in a good hurry." "No need to pack a bag," Shep said. "They'll dress and feed him in the king's army." Graham let out a sigh. "That was a near miss. Can you imagine what would happen if Martin got a hold of him? Imagine what would happen if the Azzy came for Martin," Jake said darkly. Everyone was silent for a moment. Folk died sometimes, but outright murder meant the Crown's law. It was all too easy to imagine the trouble that would come if an officer of the Crown was assaulted here in town while attempting to arrest crazy Martin. The Smith's Prentice looked around at everyone's end of the page. I am Vinny.
I'm Amrita.
And I'm Joy. This is the first time outside of the phrase pennies worth in that we get pennies worth.
Right.
Oh, what a great observation.
And I got excited. I got a pen and underlined it. I was like, pennies worth. Anyway.
Nice. Yeah, so what do you guys think of Jessam taking the king's coin? Joining the army, signing up?
I wonder who gave him that idea.
Mm-hmm. Can't be anyone in this book. Can't be any of the characters we've met.
No. It was his own idea. Out of the goodness of his heart. Now, here's a question. Who's the king offering the coin? And how much coin are they offering? Do we know? I mean, we can speculate on the first part. Do we know the second part?
I think we, in the main books, know that there's a king, but we don't necessarily know who it is. But we think things may have shifted because there has been murder, etc.
Right.
There's been a king killed.
Right. So, Pat had said, Pat, not Rothfuss, had said that, and RJ too, that it's likely Roderick was the king that was killed. And then, therefore, I'm assuming perhaps Alvaron ascended. So Alvaron being the penitent king would be the one offering coin. I'm just wondering if, I can't recall if they ever state exactly how much the king's coin was. Is it a mark? I think it's a mark, right? Because
I think you get a gold royal, right?
Yes. Bill and RJ in our chat are saying one gold royal.
Yeah, okay, we don't know who the rebels are. We don't know who the penitent king is. There's lots of speculation, but we don't really know anything.
I mean, yeah. I think
my new role on this podcast is just be like, we don't know. Right. I don't know. We don't know.
It could be Ambrose.
Why not?
He's in line to the peerage, right? He's what, 13 or whatever. If it would take a bunch of people to die ahead of him, certainly, and Alvaron and certainly many others.
Yeah, there is some foreshadowing there that would, I mean, we've explicitly been told what Ambrose's position in the line is, in the line of succession. But I have to be fully honest, I am not up to date with all the theories and the Reddits and everything about who the king is and it's a little muddled in my head. So I'm going to be the Jeremy here and say, I will ingest the content when it comes to me, and I will not bother to speculate as to what the content may be.
Probably better for you in the long term, right? Your health will be better off if you don't have to
absolutely
carry this sort of burden for years and years.
Yeah.
So everybody's apparently imagining that Crazy Martin would assault the Azzy.
Yeah, that's a good point. They just jumped to that conclusion. Like, it's not even a debate.
It's not even a question. So I think that's pretty notable.
Right. Yeah, he's got that reputation of just being a total loose cannon. The type of person who would...
Bill is right. He says in the chat that he punched a tinker. So, you know, what's the Azzy compared to a tinker?
I mean, one way to get to being put in a... What did the mayor put the guy in? Like a bird cage and hung him outside and let him die? I know there's a name for that. But...
A gibbet.
Yeah. And they're all worried about what would happen like to them collectively as a town if something like that would happen.
Yeah, give
in it. Their town.
Why is crazy capitalized in the last near the second to last sentence?
Because that's his name. It's his title.
That's his
it's part of his name.
Okay. That's his title. I love it.
Yeah, I think it's been capitalized earlier in the book as well.
So his name is capitalized, like Crazy Martin. The crazy is capitalized. Capital C.
He's not just Martin. He's Crazy Martin.
Right.
We all need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what we're going to say then if we all meet George R. R. Martin one day. We're going to be like, it's not just
Crazy Martin.
It's Crazy Martin. He's going to be like, no, goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely knows about Crazy Martin because he edited the
book true.
That had the lighting tree. So he is aware of this.
That's true.
He may appreciate the deep cut. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, or he may not appreciate us talking about someone else's fantasy world.
Yeah, just don't tell him to keep
instead
writing.
Of his.
Yeah.
Wow, I really wanted to eat that feast that you described for 16 pages.
Yeah. With the, what is it? The suckling pig and... I don't know. There are some like things that he keeps repeating, right?
Lisey's doesn't have people tugging on their braids. So
here's something else though. They certainly do point out that there would be a lot of hell to pay if the crown got involved and they had to send an officer, and that, or rather, if that officer was assaulted within town.
Right. Seems I mean, like, I just think that it would mean that Martin would definitely be scooped up and taken away.
You don't think there would be any like other consequences associated with the crown coming down? Like, it might just be hell for everyone.
I mean, just the general consequences of having like an increased, you know, police presence in your area.
Right. Yeah.
I think, you know, Shep saying no need to pack a bag, they'll dress and feed him in the king's army. I mean, I guess that's true, but who doesn't want to pack a bag? Like, that really does show, like, the level of urgency to get out of town, to not even bother to get your stuff, any stuff.
Yeah, and I was a bit confused. So he went, drove him to the Iron Hall, took the king's coin right there. Then he changed his coin and offered me double to drive him straight away to Baden. So what's going on here? Like, did he sign up for the army and then like run away from the army?
No. So he went to sign up for the army and right away got out of town to where the army is.
Oh, that's where the army is. Okay. All right.
Yeah, and he also he enlisted and got the money, and he changed his coin into smaller coins. We see in I think it's Wise Man's Fear where the soldiers come in,
and
offers to make change for their coin, and then they beat the shit out of him for the money.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm not convinced. I think Amrita might be onto something. Is it conceivable that he took the coin, exchanged it for more fluid like currency, and then skipped town with, you know, like kept running, went to Baden with it, didn't stay with the army, just took the money and fled?
I mean, maybe, but I don't think so. No? I don't have that impression.
Why would he want to do that? So I was confused because I thought that was what the page was trying to say, and I didn't understand why he would do that.
Yeah, I think Bill and I agree that Bill wrote in the chat that if he was fleeing, that would be notable. They'd be talking about that.
Yeah. You're right. That would make, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit like weirdly written. I mean, it doesn't need to be super clear. Like, as long as we get the message that like Bass successfully drove him out of town, that's good enough.
Right.
It's just, I feel a little bit like needlessly confusing.
Fair enough.
Doesn't matter. Nobody else is reading one page in 12 minutes.
Right. Because tomorrow will be less needlessly confusing.
We will be. Much less.
I won't. I will be more needlessly confusing.
I'll be confusingly needless.
On tomorrow's narrow
page.